Well, firstly, I want to thank the artists again for delivering such fantastically inspiring and real insights into their work and their situation and their need. And I'm very glad to have four cooperative, industrious, entrepreneurial producers and directors and organisation leaders and kind of, in many ways, all of the above. It's a shame we're all boys, but you can't have everything. So I'm just going to try and set the scene for what I think this panel's function within the kind of constellation of the conversation that we've been having. And this is the middle layer. You know, I think we had, you know, from the introduction yesterday, where we were hearing kind of the Arts Council strategy and this sense of an admirable desire to develop talent, but perhaps the sense that from that kind of helicopter perspective, talent becomes a resource or a commodity or something which can be grown and developed and managed, to the very real experience of what it is to be an artist and to kind of live that from the ground up. And somewhere in between that is the role of the organisation. And I think all of that sits within this time period in which we're living, which the New Economics Foundation calls the Great Transition. You know, this moment where the rate of cultural change and technological change seems to be accelerating geometrically, faster and faster. So what I hope this panel will get at in conversation and dialogue is something about the role of the generosity of organisations in the system of developing artists and managing resources. And two questions in relation to that. How open can we be as organisations? And how cooperative can we be as organisations? I'm just going to pick a few things which I think relate to that, and then I'm going to throw the floor to everyone in turn to just say a little bit about their organisation and where they're currently at in relation to these questions of artistic development and organisational change. So some things from the panel yesterday. Wouter van Vriesbeek saying, how do we create flexibility within the existing structure? And I think that the sense of the structure as monolithic, the experience of butting up against hard surfaces and feeling the need to sort of operate within and around those surfaces is an experience I think organisations and artists seem to share. The question of whether money is a big blocker, which I think is a really interesting question. Like, is this money that's holding us back or is it something else? Deborah Shaw saying in 1987, I was hungry and tired and I needed to earn some money, which I think is really relevant to especially, you know, those of us in the room who aren't on salaries and who are here contributing our time because we believe that this is very important. Not that everyone else doesn't believe it's very important. But, you know. Heine Goebel saying a new car cannot be invented on the production line, and that fits, I think, so beautifully with this. I'm so glad this is here. This is now the visual reference point for the rest of the panel. It's to remind us of everything that has already happened. And just what we've heard so wonderfully, you know, this need for support of existing families and observation of existing relationships rather than strategies and plans and schemes and lip service. How to get discretion. I think discretion is a wonderful word. I leave it to your... I abide by is the better part of valour. Artists' needs and Maslow's hierarchy of needs and this beautiful web of needs and the sense that that is a mutable and plastic but ever-present network and what organisations maybe can do to address all of those needs. So that's the scene, and now I'm just going to call on my fellow panellists to say a little bit about what they're doing. So maybe we'll start at that end. David, do you want to kick off?
Cool, yes.